Oh, I see this fucking. It's hard to explain. It's this weird Japanese TV show, and it's like this pink butterfly looking. Have you seen?
Is it like Silent Library?
No, it's fucking weird, dude. The show looked like it came out in the '80s.
Oh wow.
But it's showing up on my algorithm, and I don't usually like or comment on videos, and this is probably the reason why it's showing up. I always like, and sometimes I'll comment, and I get like likes on my comments. I go, man, this thing is an icon. This thing, it's fucking weird, dude. It's like this Japanese show, and it's this pink butterfly looking thing. It's so weird. It's like Uncanny Valley to
yeah.
me. I don't know, man. But I'll always be like icon, diva. I die for her.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel. Always with my co-host,
$1 million.
Also, Daniel, the double D's. So today we're gonna be talking about. We're just gonna mention it, but PS5 Pro, possibly an upgrade in 2026. Mm. Death Stranding 2. You'll be talking about the trailer since I didn't see it. Damn. Magic. And SpongeBob collab. We haven't seen anything. I know there's already images out, but we'll just talk about it. And then Naughty Dog Intergalactic, The Heretic Project. There is talks about him possibly doing an open-ended. No, sorry. I keep saying open-ended. Yeah, like an open-ended type storytelling. I don't know exactly what that means, but we're going to talk about it and our opinions. But let's start with what we did this week. And for me, I watched Mickey 17.
Mickey, you're so fun.
We were talking about it before we started recording. But so this is director, I'm going to mispronounce his name, Bong Joon-ho. Mm-hmm. He did Parasite, which to me, that movie, it's a film. That movie, Parasite, is a film. When I watched Mickey 17, this is just a movie. This is like a standard. It didn't have any amazing shots, but it still was a story that I like. But I also haven't seen movies in a bit. The last movie I saw was months ago. I don't even remember. Godzilla Minus One, I think, was the last one I saw.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been watching. I haven't been doing a lot of things. Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I love the whole... I love sci-fi. And I realized how much I love it when I watched this film. So I love the fact that they were in space. There's the whole idea of replicas. He's being replicated. I love his addition of comedy in the movie. Like, it's not them pausing to do comedy. It's literally like he writes it into the way he does things. And I love that style of comedy. The movie was really good on in that sense, but it's just a movie. It's not anything amazing. It's not a film, but I love it. I recommend it. And then what else did I do? I played some Monster Hunter. Wait,
were there any good trailers? Movies coming up?
Oh, there was Death of a Unicorn.
Oh, okay.
That looked interesting because, you know, our concept is like unicorns are mystical, magical beings, fairy tale, like beautiful. And this one, they're murderous monsters. So you got to watch out. And then there was another one, but I don't remember the names.
Was it scary or no?
There was a scary one, but I didn't care for it. It was, there's a family, the father dies, and it's just the mother taking care of two kids, and then there's a lady that appears in their
oh, Woman in Black or something that?
Yeah.
I see no one.
And it, the trailer. I didn't care for it. Other than that, I don't remember the other trailers. I played some Monster Hunter. Mm. This one has relic hunting.
Yeah, I've seen TikTok.
But it's not the kind that we remember.
Yeah.
I think it was it? Was it Monster Hunter
For You?
For You. That one was the monster can drop relics. It was an actual weapon. You had to identify it essentially by going to the blacksmith. But this one, you can create it. So you can find three pieces that are dragon, and then when you make that, it'll be a dragon type weapon. I like the idea, but they haven't gone far enough with it, and it's because they do that. They started with worlds, but they released the game up to high rank.
Yeah.
And then they released a DLC, paid $40, yeah, and that usually has G rank.
Pisses me off.
Yeah. So
pisses me off.
I got to the end, or I mean, like, not completely the end, but you know, I'm at that point where like I kind of just have to farm for everything for relics.
I was watching a TikTok and the guy was reviewing Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
He said, "This is the most bare bones Monster Hunter game that came." And I was like, fuck.
I don't knew feel it. That way. I just feel like it's the one where you can really see the separation of high rank versus G rank. Because like everyone's used to worlds and because it became mainstream. I would say World became mainstream. In Rise, a lot of people played it. So people are good at the game now, and you can see the difference between high rank and G rank. Like right now, even the high rank stuff, like there's
I mean, this could be another topic in itself, but some guy was talking about Monster Hunter etiquette, which yeah, we know because we've been playing for yeah, a long time, and people in the comments were flaming him. Like, but there is like an etiquette towards, and you know, to me, people have never followed the etiquette, so it never really like bothered me, but it does annoy me that it's great. Well, I mean, Great Swords is okay, but like the guy that does stun should always be at the head.
Yeah,
and you should be any focusing on the hitter, tail.
So hunting horn or hammer should be on the thing. Yeah. Any sharp weapon should be on the tail.
Yeah,
and yeah, like when I was playing the game, I noticed that like there is no etiquette. Like hammers will be on the tail. Long swords will be on the head. Like people aren't.
It's one of the reasons why. I mean, this is a long time ago when I started. Why I used dual blades, because dual blades, when you go into demon mode, you can't get tripped up.
Yeah.
So I was just like,
but the thing
these
is,
guys just don't have etiquette.
Like, this is where I think they're making it easier for people. There is a jewel piece that you can add on to any weapon or armor set that negates all flinching for oh, okay, you and that's your good, teammates.
That's cool.
So as long as you have it and you're in the team, no one flinches.
I was watching, look, what's his name? Pirate Software.
Yeah.
He was talking about a build that he made where he eats mushrooms, but it has wide areas, yeah, so it helps his teammate. But people are like, you know, roaching in Monster. They're like, dude, they're just fucking, they're not letting that shit go.
The thing is, like, I've seen him pop up on my For You page. And it's Monster Hunter, Monster Hunter, Monster Hunter. And then, like, there is one where he's going into, like, a build where when he eats mushrooms, they're more powerful for him. Mm. And then he does wide range abilities, so it helps his teammates out at the same time. And then I saw a video, like, literally 2 seconds of it. He's like, I've killed every monster, and I just changed it. I was like, dude, this fool's pissing me off, dude. He, like, I don't know. I know it's the clips. Like, they're purposely putting, like, the attention-grabbing part first, but, like, I don't know. He's pissing me off, dude, so.
Why?
Because the fact that he roached out on his friends and then also.
Did we ever talk about that?
I don't think we ever did.
We just, let's talk about that.
I don't think we ever did. We can talk
about
it.
No, we should talk about it.
Okay. We can talk about it.
I talked that, because there was a week I was like, damn, I wanted to talk about that, but we totally forgot. I think we forgot about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Probably wanted because it was in between a month.
So we'll start right now. So as a content creator, I understand that he was watching out for himself because yeah, so, if he loses his character, he loses content.
Right, right.
But the content of him dying and playing all over again, that's content, man. Yes. Like
Summit's quote.
Yeah.
When we say, all right, let's run, does run mean just run your ass off or run while helping your teammates?
Run while helping my teammates.
That's what because I, that's it's, what not, I fucking, it's not, that's
you're
that's
in a
right,
team where if anyone dies, it's that's permanent. Right. Like, even if
that's correct,
your life is on the line, you have to protect everyone. Like,
that's correct. That is the correct answer.
And if you have abilities like a mage, dude, I would, like, even if you're far back, you'd have to run forward.
Mm-hmm.
And save that person and then continue running back, you know? Because you have a blink, so you can just keep blinking out of the way. I know he was low on mana, but, like, there's ways.
Honestly, I think we either die together or win together.
Yeah,
that's,
dude.
That's
yeah. But, like, I don't know. I hate his ass. I hate his ass.
Okay, that's the end.
But he's in a banner podcast, dude, because he's been banning everyone that talks bad about him for that reason, for roaching out, essentially. I hate his ass now. Yeah. But yeah, I was Monster Hunter. I haven't read yet. I said I was going to read. Ooh. I haven't even started reading a book. And I feel like this is how it happens. I'll say, like, I'm going to read and then not read. I'm going to read and not read. And then all of a sudden it's end of the year and I haven't read anything. So
it's just one book. That's it.
We'll try.
Just audio book. Even just audio book.
We'll try.
Listen to something.
Did I do anything else? I don't know if anyone's into like trimming beards or trimming body hair, but I bought the OneBlade 360, and it's actually pretty nice. It's actually pretty nice. It's not shaving razor thin, but it still gets it really, really good, really close. So if you're lazy, that's the way to go. I'd recommend it. But yeah, that's it for me. What about you?
Oh, so the Hades, I got the unseen one, but I got it a long time ago. I was trying to make content, so yeah. I think I got enough darkness points, and I just stopped playing it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to make content. And I totally forgot about it. And I was like, let's go back to the grind. I looked. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
I could just do it.
I could just buy it right now. Well, I was like, but I want to buy this one other thing. So if I buy this one other thing and I buy the unseen one, I bought everything in the game. Mm. God fucking damn it.
So you're missing one thing.
Yeah. And I did not do like the most efficient way.
Yeah.
So it took me a long time. I think efficiently it takes about 250 hours. I went past that.
Oh, shit.
I went past. It took me like 320 hours.
Oh, no.
But I didn't do it efficiently.
Yeah, yeah. But
I was like, fuck, man. I'm fine. And it's not about like being good. You just got to play a lot.
Do you need the ambrosia?
No, you need darkness. And darkness is the resource that's the hardest to get.
Right, right.
It's so, because each run you get 2,000 maybe. And you need 300,000 of it.
Oh, shit.
And each run's like 20 minutes. If you're good, 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like,
ugh. Or if you die early and don't get all your darkness.
Yeah, I don't die, though. Like, it's really hard. That game is not hard. I don't think it's hard.
You get to a point where, yeah, like it's pretty difficult.
Getting the statues, the extreme 32 heat, that's hard. That's fucking hard. But even that is not hard because you could cheat it. But I didn't cheat it.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Did that. Almost done with another book. Oh, this could be a topic on itself, dude. It's called Yellow Face.
Yeah.
And it's about like two authors. One's successful, one's not. The successful one's Asian. The one that's not successful is white. Well, the Asian one dies in a freak accident. And so the white one looks through her manuscripts and writes her novel with her name, the successful author. And it blows up. And it's like, and people are like, dude, I don't think you wrote this, because she's white, right?
Yeah.
But is it okay for a white person to write something that's like Chinese background? I mean, that's a topic in itself.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So like what she does is she makes herself, or the publisher, they make her look ambiguous. So you don't know if she's Asian or white.
What?
They change her name to like Song, like like an Asian name, but it's not like, so... They go with it, and it's like one of those, like, people accuse her of stealing shit and stealing it from her friend, and it gets pretty crazy. But damn, like, and it makes me think, like, because Shogun recently won the Emmys.
Yeah, yeah.
Shogun's written by a white person, so I wonder if that book has any controversy surrounding, because I don't hear controversy surrounding it.
Right.
So maybe he did maybe he did a good job where it wasn't like cultural appropriation. I don't know.
But does a book need to be mainstream for it to like get controversy? Because if a book is like well written, but like only a few people, only like the hardcore book readers read it, will there really be controversy for it? Because like,
true,
you know, they're not going to be outspoken. It's not an outspoken group. They might think to themselves or in their book clubs, but it won't really get out of that space, you know?
But reading the book, because, like, the book talks about, like, a lot of, like industry types of stuff, business that goes around in just a book industry. But it made me, like, reading the book, I'm like, streamers need PR people, because her PR person was like giving her advice doing this. And their PR team was the one that, you know, like marketed her as a ambiguous, maybe Asian, maybe white person.
Yeah. But
authors don't, and you know, that's an inside industry like secret. Like authors don't make as much money as streamers, but they got PR people helping them out. I was like, yeah, but there was like a PR move. I was like, that's pretty fucking smart, dude. Like, so if you get hit with something controversial, just
smile and wave.
Ignore it, or just start privatizing all your social media. Then when something crazy happens in the news, come back and it gets washed over. I was like, damn, that's pretty smart, dude.
Damn.
If you do something crazy, wait till the stock market crashes, come back, dude. Like, it's just like, damn, dude, that's actually pretty smart. I was like,
is that why Casey Anthony is trying to come back on TikTok?
I mean, yeah, like you said, certain sins can't be forgiven. Yeah, yeah. And that's a sin that can't be forgiven. And then I watched Daredevil. And hopefully you didn't see any spoilers, because they did something. I was like, dude, it pissed a lot. I was upset. So when I saw the first 15 minutes, I was like, dude, this is fucking boring. Like, well, I mean, it's not boring, but like whenever you start off a show, it should start off with a bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is not how you start a fucking show or movie. And then it fucking happens. I was like, and I was so pissed off, I stopped watching it. I was like, that's fucked up, dude. Like, and then
I haven't seen anything for it.
Whew. And then I just started rewatching it again. And then people are like, what happened in the show should have happened at the end of season 3. But as a storytelling point of view. Oh, no, it's funny because I was watching a TikTok and then the guy was saying, I can't believe they did this. And I immediately flicked that word. I know what they did. I immediately went to writing mode and I was like, yeah, they did that. They did it. They did it. And I was like, fuck, man. And I knew the person they did it to. I was like, fuck, dude, are you fucking kidding me? So Daredevil has done two things that just has to... This is not really spoilers because the show is 10 years old. They killed Ben Urich. He's like a big person in the Marvel universe. Like, he's like one of Spider-Man's homies.
Yeah.
When they killed him off in Daredevil season 1, I was like, damn, this show don't give a fuck, dude. Like, they killed someone that I think is untouchable, unkillable. And then they did it to someone else in season 4. I was like, fuck, man. And so, like, I mean, it's not really a spoiler, but kind of is. But Daredevil's whole thing is about he's not killing people.
Right.
But after this thing's happened, man, he's just, like, fucking murdering people. And it's funny because Punisher is probably laughing his ass off right now, because they got into a big...
like
fight
the, like
in season 2 saying, you're like, yeah, I'm not gonna kill people. And he's like, Punisher's laughing his ass off right now because he's just like killing people, dude.
It's not a movie, it's a show, right? They're releasing, what was it, season 5 then?
It's season 4.
Oh, season 4, okay.
But it's just called Born Again.
Oh,
it's oh, man, it's fucked. Dude, The guys who did the podcast, the guy with the hat, Spider-Man sweater.
Guys, yeah.
The guy with the Spider-Man sweaters, I was watching a TikTok. He said, that's the top moment in MCU universe. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. Thor, Captain America lifting Thor's hammer. It beats that. It doesn't beat that, but it's shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't fucking beat that, though. But top 5 Marvel moment? Maybe. Yeah, I think so. But yeah, Captain America lifting Thor's hammer is number 1 MCU moment. Easy. Easy. But yeah, he said that's number 1. I was like, you're crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy. But they captured, I mean, it's not really a spoiler, they captured Bullseye pretty, like, he's just a crazy dude.
Yeah.
And they captured that.
Pretty easily?
Pretty accurately.
Oh, okay, okay. Like,
yeah. Other than that, happy birthday, Chrono Trigger.
Oh, yeah.
Big 3-0. Damn. It's crazy. You know why that's crazy to me? 30 years? Because I remember there was a time when Mario was 30 years, and now that's 30 years. It's like, fuck. Getting old, dude.
It's how time works, man. It just keeps moving forward.
Daredevil season 1, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Matt Murdock.
On to the next.
Oh, I forgot to mention too, I got a tattoo.
What dragon?
It happened like literally within 3 days. Like on Wednesday, the artist opened up their books. Well, they didn't open up their books. They had like a cancellation. Hmm. So they're like, hey, at 5 o'clock, there's this. And I hit them up and I was like, hey, I love your frogs. I love Zelda. And then they made a Link frog with holding a fairy. And I got it done on Friday. So got a new tattoo. And then
not the dragon tattoo.
I have another one in April and another one in May.
Dragon?
And no, neither of them are dragons. One of them is a bonsai tree. Hmm. Another one is a red panda.
Okay.
But yeah, so back on the topic. So there is rumors that PS5 Pro. So we already had the PS5 Pro. It's going to have another upgrade in 2026. What do you think?
I don't know about the upgrade. You got to tell me.
So there, it's just like a...
Oh, performance?
It's just a rumor. I'm assuming it's a small performance upgrade because the rumor around it is that PlayStation has a deal with AMD, so they have to like keep releasing something. So they're going to have to like release another version of the PS5 Pro that's just a tad bit better. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be, but I'm assuming they're going to do that. They're just going to make it a tad bit better. So if you finally decide to get a PS5, maybe in 2026.
So I think I am going to get a PS5.
Damn. For Grand Theft Auto 6?
For Death Stranding.
Oh. Well, that's perfect because it's not even close to being released yet. That was just a teaser? I didn't watch anything from the trailer.
They showed the release date.
Let's hop into Death Stranding 2 then, because
they showed the release date. It's this year. 3 months.
Holy crap!
June 26th. 4 months.
I mean, I know Hideo. It's not that he's working fast. It's just that he started early. He must have started like exactly when he finished Death Stranding 1.
Death Stranding. It's probably like 3-4 years. But no, they do something in the trailer. I was just like, fuck,
man. Explain the trailer to me because I haven't seen anything.
I mean, it's weird. It's weird.
I know that he was at, I think they showed it at South by Southwest.
Yes. That's where he did the trailer.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He could have done like, I don't know, anything game related? Because that's movies, right?
He loves hanging out with movie stars.
That's crazy.
That's Kojima, dude. That's crazy. He's like, I'm going to tweet about this actress, and the next day he has a picture with this said actress. Like, what's up? I mean, it's hard to explain the trailer. It's okay.
I'll watch it after the podcast. So
I'm going to talk about what I didn't like about Death Stranding 1.
Okay, go for it. This topic's all you.
It has something to do with the gameplay. Is like, so the game tried to put a social aspect like Dark Souls and Elden Ring into Death Stranding, but I would have loved it if they had more trolley moments. Because I remember I would have like, the only time it happened was there was a ladder and I climbed it and it led to nowhere. It just led to me falling down.
But that ladder was there because a previous player had put it on there.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, that's pretty cool. But then I was like thinking, gameplay wise, it's not cool. Because in Elden Ring and stuff like that, when you get trolled, you don't lose a lot of time backtracking.
Right.
But in Death Stranding, gameplay is not like that. So I feel like, people would get pissed off. So I'm afraid that this game doesn't have the social aspect of it. They didn't show anything. There's no gameplay.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed gameplay, but you didn't see the social aspect of it. So, I don't know. I would like more trolley moments for the social aspect, but then I don't know if they can't. I mean, it would piss me off. Of like I went somewhere and led me to nowhere.
You wanted to stranded. Be there, but...
Yeah. I mean, the gameplay won't allow that.
Yeah.
But I got to say that it's the prettiest PlayStation. It's the prettiest game out there I've ever seen. Like, graphics-wise, it's like, fuck, it's the prettiest game I've ever seen.
So, I only played, like, maybe, like, 8 hours of Death Stranding 1, which I honestly did not put a dent in that game. Like, there is so much more I could do.
I think the general consensus is people either hate it or love it. I know people who don't like
that
game.
The thing is, like, As I get older, I'm turning into like, I just need action now.
You're like, not going to like
it. Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to like it.
Exactly. But the thing is, I heard that Death Stranding 2 is more action oriented.
Supposedly, okay, this is Kojima's quote. It's 100 times better than part one. That's his fucking quote.
I mean, it was desolate area. So like 100 times is just, I don't know. Or, I don't know, 100% more.
But they show, it's crazy. They show kaiju fights.
Oh,
they show,
shit.
They show a lot more people in it. Like, so every person that he's has pictures with on Twitter,
yeah.
I think they're all in the fucking game.
I think that's what he did with the first one, too. He took pictures with people, and you found out that they're, like, the stations. Like, they're the holographic parts of the stations.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to do something similar to that.
Yeah, but to me, like, I think he's going to pull a Metal Gear Solid 2 because he introduces a new character.
Yeah.
And he's Hispanic. And it's crazy because there's a scene where he puts on a bandana and he looks up and he looks like... And it's... Kojima has said, if I ever made a Metal Gear Solid movie, I want this guy to play Solid Snake.
Oh,
and it shows,
shit.
Like, him, like, Snake... And he walks out and there's fireworks. It looks like a celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, I was like, this is a big fuck you to Konami, dude. I was like, fuck you guys.
Because he's bringing back a lookalike, essentially.
Yeah. And he also brought back, it looks like the kaiju fight. It looks like Metal Gear Rex.
Oh.
So I'm just like, dang, this is a big fuck you to Konami, dude.
That or he had a lot of love for Metal Gear. For obviously that game that he created.
And it's crazy because like he doesn't need to edit. You could tell he edited this. He even
himself,
said he edited.
Yeah, yeah.
He has that signature.
No, but he does that. Even for the first game,
yep.
When he released the teaser trailer, he did that himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had like every detail in that teaser trailer. He expected people to find information on there, and people did.
Oh, and people are speculating that Solid Snake looking guy is the bad guy. And so I think he might be the bad guy, but we don't know if we control him or.
Because Konami is the bad guy? Damn.
But, dude, it looks fucking... I was like, okay, I'm getting a PS5.
Damn. Damn. I like...
Game.
It makes me want to play the first one, but I know as soon as I play, I'm like, God damn it. All the traveling, dude.
What's funny is because... yeah, that's what people were... I listened to another podcaster. They reacted to the trailer. They're like, yeah, it makes me want to replay it. But then... Like, I don't know if I'm going to get far in it.
I would probably, you know what I'll do? It's something that like Roberto has done before. For every game that he never finishes the first one, I'm going to watch a recap video.
Dude, you should know the story.
Yeah,
because
I just need to know the story. I just need to know the story.
The story is good.
So that's probably what I'm going to do instead of playing it. Because honestly, I'm into it right now. And then as soon as I play it for like another 2 hours, I'm going to be like, God, I don't want to play this. I don't want to travel in this game. Even though it's amazing, those in-between parts take forever. And then having to carry all that stuff and then you fall over and then you have to pick it up and then it deteriorates over time, contamination. Like, it's too much work. It's too much work.
That platinum was hard. 150 hours. It was fucking hard.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, like, you know, the whole first game was about we need connection.
Right, right.
The theme in this one is maybe it was a mistake we connected. So I'm like, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck does that mean? Maybe this is all a mistake.
I want to talk to you about this after the podcast because there's things I want to say, but we'll do that
after. Spoilers?
No.
Oh,
no.
I know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's Kojima.
Yeah, I know.
He's got to talk about current events.
Exactly.
Yeah, but June 26th.
June. Oh, shit.
And like, fuck, dude. They like released. So they did. They had a collaboration with a watch company with Death Stranding 1.
Yeah.
It was not that good.
Yeah.
They have a collaboration with the dope watch company. I kind of want to get the watch. The watch is $1,500. It's expensive.
Ah, you know, that's
it's
not
expensive. It's not worth it. It technically, with the looking at the mechanism of the watch, that should be just $1,000 watch.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, fuck, dude.
I mean, there's Rolexes, so
yeah. So that's too crazy. I mean, I do want a Rolex, but. Dang, did you know, this is like side topic, you know Rolex is a non-profit?
How the fuck?
So this is how it happened. The guy who created Rolex, he was an orphan.
Yeah.
And so like, since he was an orphan, he made watches, but then he donates a lot of the profits to orphanages.
Right, right, right.
So that's why it's a non-profit. He donates to orphanage because he was an orphan himself.
So they're still, like, I'm assuming the person that made it is no longer
alive. Oh, yeah, he's a, yeah. He's yeah, no yeah. longer
so
alive.
So they're just keeping that tradition.
Yeah, so the reason why their watchmaking is so dope is because since they're a non-profit, they didn't have to pay for taxes, so they just put it back into research and development. That's why their watchmaking is so high up skill-wise. But I was like, that's fucking dope. That makes me want to buy Rolex. I was like, yeah, it's dope. It's non-profit. Pretty dope, but too rich for my blood. Hey, Rolex.
For reals, for reals. And then the next two are just like super quick. We have Magic X SpongeBob. So the thing is, there's controversy because people, when they saw the news, they thought it was a joke. They thought it was like a really good meme. Someone just busted out. But it's legit. Like, it's going to be magic cards with scenes from SpongeBob, and people are not happy. So there's been people have been memeing it by putting on like memes on the card. So like, there's that dopey SpongeBob. He does like the little chicken thing. Mm-hmm. There's the well, I guess I'm out, guys, and he like walks out the yeah. So like, they're memeing the shit out of this right now. Yeah, I don't know about Hans, but yeah, they're gonna be. It's gonna have SpongeBob, Patrick, Squidward. I think a lot of the main characters, and I think it's funny, like, cause there, every company should have like a not like a joke collaboration, but a collaboration that isn't serious, you know?
Yeah,
and I think it's fine. I think it'll blow over, honestly. I think it'll release, and if anything, one of these cards will be one of the highest priced cards, honestly.
Yeah, Post Malone will buy it.
Have you tried his the Oreos that he came out with?
No,
they're actually pretty good.
What flavor is it?
It's butter, what is it, butter cream? And damn it, I don't remember the two flavors. Caramel? Well,
I'm looking at the wackiest Magic the Gathering collabs. And that's not the wackiest one. The wackiest one seems to be IHOP.
What the fuck? And that's already been out?
Yeah. It's pancakes.
So why are people mad? What the heck, dude?
Hot Pockets Magic the Gathering. Wow. Oh my
God, bro. I haven't even seen these cards, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, people can't be mad at this thing, dude. They've done worse collabs.
They've done a lot of collabs, so I don't know. It's just, to me, it's not surprising.
I think it's just people thought it was a joke, and all of a sudden it's not, and they're like, what the fuck? Like, why? I don't know, but I thought it was funny, so I just wanted to throw it in there.
I like card games, but, dude, I can't get into another hobby. Like,
yeah.
The hobbies that I'm into are already expensive enough. So. Magic, I would get into Magic,
but if you weren't into collecting Rolexes, which you haven't even started yet.
Yeah, I know, right? Shit, dude. I would never buy a Rolex. Like, I mean, I can afford a Rolex, but I want to buy more when I know I'm making a lot of money.
Is it cheaper to buy a new Rolex or a used Rolex? Because I don't know if it goes do.
They go up in price.
So that's why.
It depends on the Rolex.
Yeah, that's, it depends. Because I know there's models that like people don't want to buy, so they do go lower than what they are, but it's still like...
Like the hot Rolexes?
In the multi-thousand. Are about
10,000, right?
Yeah.
But they go up to 30. They resell up to 30,000. So
yeah, like,
that's just... I don't know. What boggles my mind is when people wear $500,000 or $1 million watches. That's... Like, even if I was the richest man, I don't know if I would. Dude, that's too crazy. That's like, whoa.
I mean, whoa. Like, I would take it to, like, a photo shoot and stuff. Obviously, because, like, I would get pictures taken. It'd be in the photo. But, yeah, like, in public, I don't know about that.
It's like, whoa. Whoa there, buddy. Fuck yeah, people are like, those guys will look at Rolex. It's like, that's nothing.
I know.
It's like, what the
Seriously,
fuck?
Seriously, bro. That's insane. They're like, nonprofits? Not for me.
That's a nonprofit watch. Get away. Get that shit away from
get
me.
Get that shit away from me.
Jeez.
And then the last one is Naughty Dog's Intergalactic, the Heretic Project, or the Heretic Prophet. Was just a small thing I read that supposedly the story is going to be open-ended, or it's open-ended storytelling. And I just wanted to talk about that. Like, what do you think about that in games? Because, like, I brought it up in this example before that we did the podcast. In Inception, that's an open-ended ending for the story, because he spins the top, and then you don't know whether it's going to fall over or keep spinning, and it ends just before it cuts off. But it feels like it lingers. So, like, you're like, okay, there's no wobbliness. So, like, that must be he's still in the dream world, you know? But I feel like that leaves it to be talked about, because, like, I could have the opinion of, like, oh no, he wants to be in the dream world because he wants his family. He wants to, whether they're dead or not in that dream world, it doesn't matter, you know? But then you can have the argument like, no, he needs the real family, so he shouldn't be in the real world or whatever, like, however the conversation goes. But it sparks conversation, I think. And I think I like the idea of it being open-ended like that. So I don't know what route he's going to take when it comes to an open-ended storytelling, but I think if it leaves it to people's opinions, I think that's a good idea for storytelling. And I don't think... There might have been a game that has that, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. I don't know if you have any.
I mean, this might go into spoiler territory, but I think Last of Us 2 is kind of open-ended. The ending. I'm going to spoil it for this is a warning, because...
We'll talk about... Well, I guess technically in the first one...
No, in the second one. Definitely the second one.
No, but in the first one, because what he ends up saving...
Mm-hmm. I don't say the first one's not really open ended because you know what happens in the second
right, because so, there's a second one
but
now,
the second but one
when I, it finished I was it was kind of open ended yes. because like you it just they right. kind of walk off or whatever
right
but yeah in the second one
like it seems like she it shows Ellie playing the guitar and she's just reminiscing about Dino who's now gone
yeah
but it's open ended like well it's people think that, oh, her and Dino will never get back together again. But I don't think I took it as that. I took it as if she can forgive Joel for what Joel did, then she can get back with Dino. Right. And it's kind of open-ended that she might get back with Dino. To me, that's what I took. Most people take it as, oh, she's never going to get back with Dino. But yeah. I was like, if she can forgive Joel for what Joel did, then anything can happen. So...
And I love that. See, like, that's a conversation that we can have because I would have never thought of that. Like, I know that she forgave Joel, but, like, I didn't think of it as if she can forgive one person for doing something, that means that she's able to forgive someone else for doing something else. So there's that, like, interpretation of, like, yeah, they could get back together again, but we don't know because the game ended before that happened. But... So that's why I really like the idea of a story and I don't know I really like the stories that Neil Druckmann or Naughty Dog does, so I'm excited. I'm really excited for this. I don't know, it's got my hopes up, but like again, like it's just far and few in between for like good games, but Naughty Dog has been doing a lot of good games. So
well, I know the bad guy that they picked, Lalo Salamanca, fucking. I always tell, dude, it's crazy because I was like, you know, I tell my coworker, dude, you need to watch Better Call Saul. You need to watch Better Call Saul. They're like, we're lucky Lalo didn't survive Better Call Saul because he's like the worst of the Saul. I keep on telling my coworker, he's Batman. He's Batman, but like a bad guy version of Batman.
Yeah.
Like, he's just crazy, but smart. Like, but yeah, that guy, that Tony Dalton, that actor, perfect, man. He's going to kill that bad guy role for sure. Oh, controversy. Damn. Metal Gear, because of the Metal Gear Solid trailer. Damn, this is fucking controversy, dude. Like, so Deborah Wilson is in the trailer and not everyone, some people on Twitter are pissed, like, her again? She's in the game? What the fuck? And I'm like, It's because they're racist, I think. Because she's black.
Yeah.
She's a female. And she's in all these games. But when Troy Baker's announced in that game, who's in almost every fucking video yeah. game.
They're like, they don't say shit.
They don't say shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
It's crazy. And it sucks for like that person, you know? Like,
yeah.
All they're doing is just being invited to more games and everyone's just yeah. like, oh, this person.
It just shows that she's really good at her job.
Shit. Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
She's in a lot of video games, though.
Fuck. Yeah. I didn't realize, like, a lot of people that I know of do voice acting, too. Like, they'll be in a lot of games voice-wise, and I didn't even know that. So I thought that was crazy.
Oh, it's funny because, you know, like, the actors that meet Kojima are in the game.
Yeah.
So they showed a lot of the actors that are already in it, but they didn't show everyone. Like, they didn't show Jordan Peele, but I'm pretty sure he's in the game.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet. They're like... So there's this character that shows up and it doesn't, they never said his name, yeah. but it's just like, it's a robot and it's Charlie. I was listening to a podcast. Like, oh, that's Timothée Chalamet. Well, you can tell by his eyes. That's Timothée Chalamet. Funny. And I was like, damn, that would be kind of cool.
But yeah, I mean, he did, I know he went to, Hideo's, studio. And he had that like sick ass jacket, the futuristic jacket. So for sure he's gonna be in the game.
I think Rocco from Mega 64 is gonna be in the game because there's a picture of him at Kojima Studios. So that would be a cool ass trip. See him in it.
He was in one of their
Mega 64.
Yeah, video. Mega 64's video. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kojima's dope, man. Like, that guy knows how to, like, hate him or love him, he knows how to make a trailer, dude. Because I think I posted it on my Discord, and people like, dude, that did not feel like 10 minutes. Like, dude, they're like, dude, he's, I don't know, Metal Gear Solid 2, that's probably the best trailer I've ever seen in my life. Only because the audience reaction of E3, but it made it fucking good. I think that's the best video game trailer I've ever seen. But Metal Gear Solid 5 is... ranked pretty probably second best trailer yeah. I've ever seen. I'm not judging by the gameplay, just the trailer. Like it fuck his to the music, it's just his to a French song playing in the background. It, I was like, dude, this guy's the epitome of fucking cool, dude. Kojima knows how to make trailers, man.
But I don't know. I feel like I don't know if he's ever said it, but I feel like he's always wanted to be a film director, and because he didn't go that route, he's able to do that with trailers. And yeah, he kills it. He kills it.
I mean, I had to say, like, the Metal Gear storylines are kind of weird and convoluted.
Yeah, yeah.
But Death Stranding has a pretty straightforward story. It's weird, but it's pretty straightforward.
It might get weird with part two.
It doesn't have a lot of fluff. Like, Metal Gear has a lot of fluff. This one, Death Stranding does not have a lot of fluff.
But I feel like in the beginning, it was like convoluted, but it was still like able to understand it. And as he like went on to more games in the Metal Gear series, it got more and more fucking ridiculous, dude, which I'm worried is going to happen with Death Stranding.
I mean, there's things that don't make sense.
Yeah, like, exactly.
How can that girl teleport and like the robot puppet and like... It's, I don't know, things don't make sense in that universe, but it's cool, I think.
And they might have that in, because, like, it's already got weird things, because, like, there's the whole, like, the enemies, like, the invisible BTs. Things. Yeah, the BTs. So, yeah.
Piss bombs at them. And
exactly.
Kill them with blood. It's so weird, man. It's piss and blood.
Maybe because we're not pure. So we can kill them with our blood, our impure blood.
So they never explain. What's weird is Leah Sado, girl who plays Fragile.
Yeah.
She has old skin because, you know, she went inside the rain. Yeah, rain hit her. But I think in this one, her skin's young again. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Well, I mean, obviously that's just the trailer. So they might find a way to reverse it, or maybe they replace her arm.
Yeah, I just want Kojima. I want to be in a Kojima game.
So you got to start being an extra and then, you know, end up being in Kojima's game as an extra.
Yeah, make a YouTube video, put Kojima in it.
Start Mega 65 YouTube.
Mega 69. I don't think he's going to do it. I want him to do another world tour signing for Death Stranding 2. So
and then,
ask
him
so they
trophies?
Announced a whole shit ton of merch. They're doing a concert. I think I'm going to go to that concert. I'm going to try to go to more concerts. So I want to go to the Death Stranding 2 concert.
Mm. Like game-related concert or just concerts in general?
Concerts in general.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I want to go to Death All Stranding. Right.
Let's go to a concert. So is that it?
Yep. Right. You should watch the trailer. It's fucking. It's funny. So right I was listening to a podcast and they're live reacting to the trailer, and they're like talking over it, and as you're watching the trailer, it gets crazy. Silence. I'm like, fuck. The trailer fucking got them. They're like, oh, what the fuck? Then you just hear them go, what the fuck? Oh shit, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, that's a good trailer, dude. Because they're like talking over it, laughing, making jokes, and all of a sudden it gets like fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll watch it right now, guys.
June 26th, PS5 time. Let's go.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.